Joining us right now with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the big issues of concern has been the ongoing migrant issue. Do you see the legislature taking further action on this?
Well, as many of you know, Governor Healey has declared a state of emergency regarding the migrant crisis. And I think some of the conversations that myself and some of the other legislators are having right now are twofold. One, pushing back on the administration, the federal administration, and Congress to take better action on immigration. It's a topic that the federal government has not touched legislatively in decades. So Congress and the administration has to step up to the plate to address this issue at a macro level. We're trying to address it here, the consequences of that inaction here in Massachusetts. It is starting to cost the taxpayers lots of money. We are a right to shelter state, so when these migrants come here, we have been putting them up in hotels and motels, and that's starting to cost the taxpayers of Massachusetts a lot of money. So the questions that we're talking about, myself and some of the other legislators, are whether or not this should be a right to shelter state or not. There are folks in our communities that are dealing with housing affordability, veterans that are trying to afford, actually paying for affordable housing units. We do have a housing crisis here in the state, and the fact that we're treating folks that are in our districts that have given back to this country worse than we are treating folks that are not citizens of this country is a question that a lot of us are talking about.
Now, this also comes around the same time that the MBTA released a report, actually two reports, regarding track safety. What are your thoughts on those findings?
The MBTA, we all know, and you and I have had this conversation before, needs a serious overhaul. It's been a lack of investment over 10, 20, 30 years. We know the MBTA is not functioning the way it needs to. It's our transit system is a national embarrassment. And once again, we need congressional leaders to step up to the plate to bring those federal dollars back to Massachusetts so that we can make the investments that we need with our local partners.
I also wanted to ask you about a proposed ballot question from State Auditor Diana DeZoglio that would give her the authority to audit the legislature. What are your thoughts on that effort?
There are a couple ballot questions that were approved last week. I know the auditor has been trying to get motion on this particular issue. I personally, we should have never had, she shouldn't have had to go to the ballot on this particular issue. In my personal opinion, every other state agency is audited when taxpayer funds are used. They should be accounted for and audited. If there's an issue, then the auditor's team may find that issue, and I hope that the state agency that misappropriated or didn't misappropriate knowledgeably those funds, that they correct the issue. It's a common practice that the federal, state, and local governments participate in, and I don't think it should be any different for us at the House.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a good one, Dan. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.